Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, we are live, we are live, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. I'm your host, The Funkster, and I'm really excited today because today we are going to resurrect a feature that we used to do way back when we first started the podcast. And this feature is where we interview and talk to some of the brothers from the Over 40 Alpha program who have made incredible transformations, not only with their body, but in their life. And I'm really excited today to introduce LeAndrew Marshall. LeAndrew, what's up, my brother? How you doing, my man?
How you doing, man? Pretty good, man. Truly honored to be on here, Funk, for sure.
Yeah, we're going to jump into the story quick, literally when this whole thing started between you and I, because this started way before the Over 40 Alpha. You're going to explain to people, but I just wanted to make, I'm really excited today too, because I do have an announcement to make, something that I kind of talked to LeAndrew before, but this is an official announcement. I wanted to do it on the podcast because I think it's an important time to showcase, A, the reason why we do this, and B, let everyone know that we're doing this. So LeAndrew Marshall, I want to officially crown you and announce you and put the patch on as one of our captains of the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood. This is a massive achievement because we only have one other captain, and that is Bruce Taylor. And now you are going to be a captain, which is the leader. I mean, it's the ultimate leader in our brotherhood. And the reason why we wanted to give you that seat is there's many reasons. I mean, A, just you've been in the program for 2 years, I think, right?
Yeah, a little over 2 years.
Right? Yeah, over 2 years. So that's like two full, 24 phases at least of training. So it means you've gone through everything. You've gone through the nutrition. You've lived the lifestyle. You've literally lived the lifestyle. Your body transformation's incredible and continues to be incredible. You took my certification course, which is even more incredible as a metabolic trainer, and your motivation and leadership inside the Brotherhood, which is, for those of you who are listening right now, Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood is a program for men over late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s to help transform your body, transform your life, transform your testosterone levels. And we have a Facebook group as well, a support group. And inside that group is where brothers connect with each other, help each other, support each other, accountability. And it's literally a brotherhood. Like, I mean, we have men from all over the world, all different colors, all different religion. We don't talk religion. We don't talk politics. We don't talk any of that stuff. We focus on making ourselves better. And, you know, LeAndrew's motivation and leadership, it just shines through. You know, everyone says it. It's not even just us making this announcement. It's a collective of people who truly say, like this is when I knew 100% LeAndrew, when you were going to be a captain. I know I've been yapping away, but I'm very passionate about this. So this is when I knew. This is exactly when I knew. The day I knew, we had a coaching call, and I believe it was Cecil Cross came on that coaching call and said, guys, I just have a question. I just want to say something to LeAndrew. And I'm like, oh, here we go. And then he said, LeAndrew, you gave me some advice on, I couldn't get rid of the belly fat. And you gave me some advice on, I think it was adding more carbs, I believe is what you said to him. And when he did it, he lost the fat. And so he goes, so brother, I truly, truly appreciate you. Thank you so much. Like, for a man to say that to a man, and not only that, we are black men, for a black man to say that to another black man is very difficult, and it's very amazing. So that's when I said to myself, oh, Leandro's going to be a captain. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So congratulations, Leandro, on being that captain. You truly, truly deserve it. Do you have anything to say?
It's an honor, man. It's an honor to serve in the brotherhood, to, you know, to talk to other brothers who are going through the path that I've been through. And, you know, I just like to share an experience. I like to share what worked for me and, you know, just sit back in their shoes and remember what it was like, man. It's just an honor to be in there, man. I love it. I love the brotherhood.
Yeah, man. We love you too, brother. And I love you very much. You're an incredible man. So speaking of an incredible man, you have a journey. Let's talk about this journey and where you started from and where you were at. First and foremost, when did you first learn about me, the Funkster? Yeah,
the story goes back, I want to say maybe 2011. Back to 2011. I was trying to get back into basketball. I was still overweight at the time, but I was wanting to get back in basketball. And, you know, the first thing in basketball you think about is I want to jump higher. So I'm online looking, and I came across Funk's videos probably around 2011, 2012, and he had a jump program. And I'm looking at the jump program, I'm like, man, it looks great. And I see a video of Funk, broken wrist and all, dunking the ball over 40 years old. I'm like, this guy's a beast, man. And I just immerged myself in the content, man. And I started looking on YouTube, and I'm seeing videos of Funk jumping on 60 inch stacks. Yeah. Steps and things like that. I'm like, this guy's incredible. So from there, man, just start looking. I seen your workouts, and I just got addicted from there, man. I was like, one day I got to meet this guy, man. I got to meet this guy. This guy is truly, what he's doing is truly awesome. So ever since then, man, it goes back to 2012.
I do remember. I think you were one of the first people to buy that program, man. I think we went back and forth a little bit through email, because I don't, maybe you couldn't get the program or something. I can't remember, but that was my very first program, that jump training program, and it lives through today. I mean, I think it's still available. I don't even know where that is, but definitely got to resurrect it. In fact, I used it a couple of years ago with Angela, because Angela needed to be more explosive for Muay Thai. And I said, oh, why just use my jump training program? Same program I used when I played volleyball. It's the exact same thing I used on the off season. So, man, that's amazing. 2011. And so what was your journey? What was your journey from there? Like first and foremost, how old are you right now?
So right now I'm 39. I'll be 40 in April.
Right. Oh, April. Yeah, because we have almost the same birthday, don't we? Almost
birthday, brothers, man.
You're my God.
April 14th, I remember.
I'm 12. I'm 12.
Okay, 12th, and I'm the 13th.
Right, yeah. Oh, my God, that's right. That's insane. Okay, so why don't you go back to the journey where you were before you started the program, and kind of like that journey from the jump, maybe from the jump training times to now, or at least before you started the program.
Yeah. But before I started the program, so even after the jump training program, you know, I saw a lot of your workouts. You know, I would do them off and on. Me and my nephew would do them. We'd be dying over here, man. But even then, we started doing semi workouts, and it would just be off and on. I'd do the workouts. They'd be difficult, but I'd still do them. Then life happens. You stop working out. And then you jump around on YouTube and magazines. You do all these different programs, and yeah, all these programs are great, but they were all missing something. It was just knowing what to do just wasn't enough. And I believe I didn't even fast forward a few years later. I came across that you had the over 40 alpha. I'm like, what is this? So I really started looking into it, and I see that the meals are done for you, the workouts, the recovery, like it seemed like everything was put together. But the best part was kind of like seeing the community aspect, you know, because a lot of people, we can all work out. There's no shortage of workouts. You know, there's no shortage of nutrition in different areas, but just to bring that all together, man, I'm like, this looks pretty good. I mean, you know, to have that support group. And from there, I joined the program, man, and just haven't stopped from there. I mean, I went through my struggles in the program. You know, everybody comes in, have those unexpected expectations. You know, we see all these other people in the program, and I'm going to look like them. And so I went through the whole journey, man, and just from 20, it started 2019 was the official day when I started in the program. I remember it, 2019 of November. And I had to look up some stats here. Prior to the program, I probably skipped around a little bit, but prior to the program, I started going through, you know, trouble in my marriage and things like that.
Let's talk about that. What was going on there? Let's talk about that.
So probably a little bit before 2019, we're having problems, you know, normal marriage problems, you know, communication, drinking, things like that. So, you know, when we're going through those problems, you know, for me to cope, I was drinking a lot, man, smoking weed and all that stuff. Yeah. And the turning point for me was when I really knew I had to do something was when it was one night, I think I was so drunk that ironically, I caught myself making a hot link.
What'd you do?
I had the hot link on the stove going, man. I got so drunk and fell asleep, man, and woke up to the smoke detector going off. The thing was burning up. And I'm like, that's when I knew, I'm like, I got to change, man. I could have burned my house down. I have my kids here.
Right.
And from there on, I really just started taking the program seriously. Cut off alcohol, all that stuff. Went and got my testosterone checked because I started knowing that was a huge part of for men was their testosterone. And I still have notes here. I checked it in May of 2018, so a little before the program.
Yeah.
And it was at 427. And of course, the doctor said it's normal. I'm looking at the range. I'm just like, yeah, it's normal, but it's low normal. You know, the range. I'm not sure what the numbers are for the range, but let's say it was 250 at the bottom, right? If it was 250 at the bottom, I was probably around 255. So I'm like, yeah, I'm normal, but I'm really low.
Right.
And a unique thing for me is I work in the medical field as well. So when I'm looking at older gentlemen's charts and I always see erectile dysfunction,
yes.
Every time I see that, I went and looked in their labs and all their testosterone was low, every single person. So when I made that connection, I'm like, so there's something with testosterone. It's something. So started going through your program, Funk, and just kept following the nutrition, eating right, doing the workouts. And last time I checked, my testosterone was June 9th, and I was 722.
I know, that's incredible. I saw that before and after to T level jump. Insane. And all natural.
Man, yeah, all natural. From the eating right in the program to just doing workouts, and it's all natural, man.
Yeah.
So the nutrition and the workouts work, man. It's not just hype. It's not just stuff that Funk is putting together. I mean, it's evident it works.
Yeah, it works for a lot of guys. So there's a lot of things I'm going to unpack here. First and foremost, so how much did you, do you remember how much you weighed before, like at your worst in between in the 20, before you started the program?
Yeah.
Cause I saw a picture of you with your mother, I believe. That's
it. I remember that picture.
What?
I made my mom look like a toddler. That's how big I was. Man.
How big were you? How much did you weigh?
So at my highest, I was almost pushing, 290, man.
Really?
I was pushing 290.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
That's, I mean, I'm almost 6'3", so okay. I'm still pretty tall, but even to be that tall, I was still huge for my frame, man. It was just like, when I looked at that picture, it was almost like my face just looked swollen. Yeah. It was all swollen. It was probably, it was due to the alcohol. It was due to all the salty foods and stuff I was eating. It was just, that was just a wake up call for me to be like, wow, man, I really look like that. But during that time, I didn't feel like it. I just felt tired all the time, constantly drinking coffee all day long, going through all these different energy drinks. And those are just quick fixes, man. You drink the energy drinks with all this sugar and stuff. You get a sugar high, and then you're right back to feeling like crap.
Yeah. And so were you doing that because of a few things? Like you say you work in the medical field. Do you want to disclose what you do, or can you do that?
Yeah, I can do that. So at that time, I was doing auditing. I was doing chart auditing I'm still doing that now, actually. I do chart auditing for Medicare patients. So I work with a lot of the older population.
Right.
And what I pretty much do is I go in their charts, make sure like they're diabetic, they're getting their A1Cs done. You know, if they're of age, they're getting their colorectal cancer screening. So a lot of preventative measures, that's what we're looking at. So we're constantly in, you know, Medicare patients' charts, making sure that they're getting their chronic and preventative health care screenings.
Wow, I had no clue you were doing that. That's amazing. So the fact that you're actually in the medical field and you're looking at charts all the time. I mean, I used to, when I was in neurology and I worked with people who have aphasia and apraxia, I looked at a lot of charts too. Now, I was only looking for specific things, nothing like where you're looking at the whole chart and trying to make sure that they have everything that they need.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking at amazing. That. So you're not, you know what's going on in that medical field. You see the T levels and the diabetics and all of that stuff. And then you look at the actual person and you see what they could be struggling with, right?
Yeah, it's a little different for me because I feel like we're dealing with older populations. So I'm seeing the aftermath. Like I'm 40 years old. There's a lot of gentlemen in their 40s. But once you see where people look like when they get you know, towards, I wouldn't say the end of life, but later on in their lifespan, and you see like all the health problems they have from, you know, heart disease. There's a lot of this huge amount of diabetics, high blood pressure, man. You see all that. It's kind of like, wow, you get more of a bird's eye view of where, what can happen if you don't change your health. So right. For me, that was a wake up call. Definitely a wake up call.
So when you were at 290, were you working in that field still?
290. So yeah, I was. I was working in a clinic at the time. I was working in occupational health.
Right.
I later got promoted to doing the job that I do now, to where I don't really deal with patients, but I'm more so on the auditing end. Sure. I'm looking at their charts. I'm looking at lab results, things like that, X-rays, stuff like that. So.
That's amazing. I love it. Okay, so we're gonna stick with your 290s, because I think that there's gonna be a lot of guys who are listening to this who are gonna think, who are gonna be where you were, right? Like specifically with the marriage. Are you still married? No, you're not married anymore, are you?
Yeah. So we're going through the divorce process now. Going through the divorce. Okay. So been separated for over a year now.
Okay.
So. That was even it was even easier for me living on my own, because now I could really take control of my food and things like that. You know, sometimes I know a lot of brothers would probably resonate with this, but sometimes it's hard when, you know, you have a spouse who's not into the healthy eating, and, you know, they're constantly eating other stuff. And then you kind of feel guilty, like, well, I don't want to eat that. Or can you make me a separate plate? And other spouse sometimes get mad. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, it's been almost 2 years.
Yeah, I always say I'm not a marriage counselor, but I have a successful marriage that we've worked really hard on. And I've always said this in regards to when you're getting married, the number one thing, it's not communication, and it's not like having sex and all of this other stuff. It's making sure that you both have the same values. Because if I value making money and my wife values spending money, or if I value, you know, fitness and my wife values something else, like the kids or something, then there's always going to be this disconnect, because you're both on this, you don't have the same value system. When I met Angela, I realized that we had the same value system. And even in our vows, we said that we can never let each other get out of shape. We literally said that to each other. It's like, we can never let each other get out of shape. If we do, we can literally say, listen, you're getting fat or you're getting out of shape. Let's go. Because that our value is health and fitness. That's our number one value, because we can't do anything else. We can't, she can't successfully, you know, do her job. I can't do my job. We can't travel. We can't do all the things that we love to do if we're unhealthy. So health is our number one value. And because we both value that the most, it helps everything else trickle down. Because we're on the same page. Even though I cook for myself and she cooks for herself, a lot of things that we do, health and fitness is around that, right? Like our whole life is centered around health and fitness. Even when she was training Muay Thai, it's like she made sure that Muay Thai was a major factor, even with work. It's like, okay, no, my work has to kind of gear around Muay Thai. Like, it's not like, you know what I mean? Because that's what she loves. So I can see how that value system can play a big part when one spouse is like, you know, doesn't really value the fitness as much as the other one does. And then, yeah, you can feel like, you know, guilty. Although I always say to guys, don't feel guilty, man. Like you can always trump it by saying, listen, I need to be healthy for you, the wife, the kids, and everything else. So I've got to focus on that. I can't, you know what I mean? You can do whatever you want, but for me, I got to do what I want. But so you were struck. So there was that struggle there for sure. And then obviously whatever other struggles you guys had. So you started to kind of separate yourself or medicate yourself with, you know, alcohol, drinking, all that stuff. I mean, I did that a lot. I did that too. So not for marriage, but for other things.
I left out too. Also, I went had a doctor visit, and the doctor, you know, looked at my lab and he said, you know, you have high cholesterol. And that was like a slap in the face, man. I'm like, yeah. Like I'm 37 years old. I got high cholesterol. Like that was alarming to me. I'm like, no, I have to change. So it started with me at work, just walking around my break times. Then from there, I just started, you know, jumping into the workouts. And that's when I got into the program, and I just never stopped from there. And at that time we were going through our struggles, but for me, working out was just my space. That was my time to myself. Mm. You know what I mean? And that's what kept me going. And of course, you know, I like to speak to guys on this, because at that time we were going through troubles, you know, she was kind of saying negative things like, oh, you, you want to work out, make sure you're the only one that's healthy around here. And I really started getting that stigmatism, but I feel like sometimes I'm built a little different because ever since that moment, Funk, I haven't missed not one workout since 2019. Unless I had a minor injury, I've missed a workout since then because that was my space, safe space. That's what got me through, and that's what made me feel good was working out.
Wow, that's incredible. And I'm getting goosebumps because you're throwing some gold, man, some like platinum. Like when you said your wife will throw that at you, that's exactly what happens. Our significant others will throw that at you because all they're doing is self-reflecting and self-deflecting, right? Like they know that they should be getting healthy, but they don't want you to get healthy because exactly. Then that leaves them, oh my God, I'm alone. Or is he doing this for somebody else? Like all those things start to go through their mind. Like Angela told me, like sometimes when this is not for me and Angela, but she sees this when like someone's husband or someone's wife specifically, but I've told this to many guys. As soon as your kids leave the roost to go back to school or whatever as you get older, and if your wife's going to the gym and you're sitting and your wife is starting to look good and you're sitting on the couch every day eating, you know, chips and doing whatever, not taking care of your health, there are other people out there who are telling your wife she's beautiful. There are other people out there who are telling your wife and giving your wife all of that attention. And then at some point, your wife's going to come home and look at you on the couch and look at her life and know her kids are away and go, I can't do this shit anymore. I can't do this shit anymore. Yeah. I can't. I got a new life. I got a new body. I got new vigor. My husband's just sitting on the couch. I'm telling you guys, that happens. And it happens more often than not. Not saying it happened to you, but I'm just saying I don't know if you were the opposite, but yes, that does happen where, and you can't take it to heart because you have to understand that that's a struggle that they're having inside, right? They're having that their own struggle inside. So it's really good that you're able to, well, for you, the safe space, that's another massive thing. Your safe space was getting in shape, was working out. That was where you felt like, okay, I feel good. You know, like you're doing something for yourself, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. That was my safe space. And, you know, a lot of times, this is another thing for brothers. A lot of times when you're going through this transformation, you're starting to look good and, you know, other people are telling you that and they're noticing it. That significant other is going to be over here. They're going to be over here trying to tear you down at the same time. So the only thing that kept me going was knowing what my goal was. My goal was always there. I wrote it down. Every morning I got up, I had it somewhere where I could see it. And that time where I was getting ready to get up and I was like, I don't feel like working out. I look at that goal and be like, get your ass up, man. You can't. There's no way for you to get there if you're laying right here.
Right. 100%.
Man. That's huge, man. If you don't have a goal, there's nothing for you to strive for. You know, that no plan is a plan to fail. And that was big for me, having that goal. And I've always focused on that.
Yeah, that why, that strong why.
I don't want to hear anything about your excuses. I don't want to hear that shit.
No, and you know what? Your significant other, if you're in a relationship, you know, we're talking to Leandrew Marshall here, who's a brother in the brotherhood. And, you know, he was in a relationship that they're getting divorced now. But if you're in a relationship and you don't have a strong enough goal, your significant other who doesn't have that same goal will easily pull you away from it, right? Like imagine if you didn't have that why or that strong goal and you didn't feel like working out, how easy is it if your wife came to you like, oh, you don't need to work out, honey. Let's do this. The next thing you know, you're getting further and further away from that goal, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And people will tear you down, man. And I don't care what anybody says. I don't care how strong you think you are. Somebody digs enough words at you, that's going to hurt. It's going to set in your mind. And you know, our mind are so good at replaying the things over and over to us that we're thinking about. It's just so easy for you to sit there like, damn, maybe I shouldn't work out. Mm-hmm. No, this is pointless. It's just the negative self-talk will eat you up if you allow it to.
And how did you get...
Oh, go ahead, Fun.
How did you get past that negative talk?
Past the negative talk, you have to work on your mindset, man. You have to work on your mindset. You know, I would in the mornings start with meditation. I would do either a little bit of meditation or I would put something positive into myself. First thing in the morning, that sets the tone for the rest of the day. You know, whether it was meditation, whether it was watching something positive, it had to be something positive the first thing in the morning. That's the only way you're going to get through it. Mm-hmm. Because there's no shortage of negativity. No matter as soon as you walk out your door, when you get in your car, people are cutting you off, when you're in the grocery store, there's no shortage of that. But if you don't work on your mindset, that's like one of the biggest things. And that was the biggest thing for your program. And that was one of your pillars, yeah. Your mindset in there.
Yeah.
Mindset, meditation, the workouts and stuff. Yeah, they're not easy because, of course, you try to kill us on every workout. Fuck, I'll tell you that. It's not by far easy. But the mindset is like the missing factor. The people have these programs all over the internet, and that's cool. They may have a good program. They may have a good nutrition. But it's the mindset, man, for me, because the mindset is the only thing that's going to stop you from 11 o'clock at night going in that refrigerator, microwaving a hot dog, or going in there and grabbing some chips, whatever, is the mindset. Like, nah, I can't do that shit, man, because that doesn't align with my goals. But if you don't work on that mindset, man, you can have all the other pillars, but it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I mean, you said it best right there, man. The why, and that was my biggest thing when I started this whole program was, there's a million workout programs out there. There's a million nutrition plans, but if all of those workout programs, nutrition plans, and everything else worked, then there wouldn't be a shortage of, or there wouldn't be a plethora of people looking for programs. There would be a plethora of people in the best shape of their lives, and we wouldn't be in this situation right now because we have so many healthy people all over the world not worrying about things because they're healthy. But the mind is the number one thing. So that was my number one pillar, was mindset and establishing your why and reestablishing your why as you go through the program. Because when you start the program, your why is going to be different than your why now. Like, your why now is definitely different than your why when you first started the program. Like, you have different goals now than you did when you first started, right? And as you went through the program, I'm sure your why continued to change because your body was starting to get change, your testosterone levels were going up, all of those things, right? I think the mindset is number one. The why is number one, because it's going to be the thing that gets you through those humps and over those humps. And it's like, man, you know, I don't feel like working out today, or I do feel, or Brent, I always say this, Brenda came into the medical office today with a bunch of donuts, and it's Brenda's birthday, and Brenda wants me to eat these donuts, but I can't. Brenda, honey, I can't eat these donuts, girl, because if I do, I'm done. Right? Like I'm done. And so no disrespect to Brenda, happy birthday. Let me get you a little gift, but I'm not going to eat those donuts.
Mindset is the hugest thing. And even it's just to add on to that, even doing that work on my own, but the brotherhood has been awesome too, because the brotherhood, I feel like is a place that no matter what you're going on in life, that's a safe space there. There's never going to be any judgment, no matter what you're going through. You know, you had a bad day at work. Somebody, you know, people post about, I need prayers for my family. Yeah. The brotherhood is always that place you can go to where even the smallest win that you want to celebrate, even if it's phase one, day one, phase one, day one, kick my ass, and you post a selfie. I don't care what you look like. All the brothers in the group are going to embrace you. They're going to encourage you. And that's what I love about the group is that aspect right there. No judgment, no matter where you are, come as you are, and you're always going to be loved and supported by brothers all around the world that don't even know you. That's the amazing part to me. I've never met none of these guys in life. I've never met Funk in life, which I know we're going to meet soon.
Oh, yeah, we are. Yeah. Alpha Camp.
And these brothers will embrace you like you guys were born together. Like, that's your twin. Like, it's such a great place. I'm going to grab a charger because I don't want to lose this connection real quick.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to just pause this. Yes, the brotherhood is the two things, right? The mindset, but the brotherhood will keep that mindset going. And the fact that it's non-judgmental. Men don't have a place where we can talk to other men with our struggles. We got our buddies, but even with our buddies, we ain't going to talk to them about, you know, workout struggles and this and that. It's always about something else. But we need a place where men can go and feel safe. And when I say feel safe, it's not just like, oh, I had a bad day. But like you said, hey, man, day one, phase one destroyed me. And knowing that everybody else can say, you know what? I remember day one, phase one. It was tough. So yes, congratulations. The smallest wins, the biggest wins, the struggles, not even for them, but even with their family. I know there's guys in there that struggle with their kids, with addiction or with whatever it is. Man, I love the brotherhood. The brotherhood is incredible. And when we all get together after this pandemic is done and we get together at Alpha Camp, it is going to be unbelievable, man. Like, it is going to be such such an energy, like the amount of energy that's going to happen, because literally you feel like we, even though we don't know each other, we feel like we've known each other forever. Like we know all the little quirky people. We know all the little, like, you know, from the coaching calls, we know like, okay, this guy's a little bit, he's a funny in this way. This guy's like this, but we love each other no matter what, because we all need different types of people in our lives. So that's amazing. That is amazing. Yes. You said it best. So one of the things I want to ask you is, so you start getting into the program like everyone does, and not everyone picks it up right away. Were you struggling with anything when you started the program? Like, what was the biggest struggle? Was it nutrition? It didn't seem like it was workouts, but was it recovery? Like, what was the biggest struggle for you when you started?
I will say it was nutrition, man. I clearly remember this because I sent you a message. I said, I just read in the document, it said to eat, 1.5 grams of carbs per body pound. I was like, man, that sounds like way too much carbs. He was like, nah, man, I assure you, brother. You know, you gave me the talk about it. And that was one of the things for me, because you hear so much negative talk about carbs. That's another thing. I mean, everywhere you look, there's low carb diets, there's keto diets, you know, starve yourself diet, eat one time a day diet, you know, 1,000 calorie a day. There's no shortage. There's always going to be a diet. And then when I heard carbs, I'm like, that was foreign to me, because everywhere you look, you like stay away from the carbs, keep a low carb diet. And that was destroying me. And I remember fast forward a little bit farther in the program, I said, fuck, man, I increased my carbs, man. And I upped the weight and everything is just coming into play. My metabolism sped up, you know, everything that you said came into fruition. But that was one of the struggles was when you got a solid foundation from somebody like you, trying to get all that old information out of your head, throw all that stuff about carbs out the window, you know? So that was it. It was probably nutrition. It was nutrition. And in the workouts, you know, everybody struggled in the workouts. I don't care how good a shape you think you're in. Everybody struggled during the workouts, but the nutrition part was probably like the biggest missing piece. Cause I've worked out most of my life at different points, but never could say concretely, what should I eat? Right. You know, you can't even go on the internet right now. You'll never get a solid answer on what to eat, because you talk to five different fitness professionals and you'll hear something different from each one of them.
Totally.
So to actually come to one place to where I'm not sitting here, I'm not at work with measuring cups, trying to pour my food in there and dump it on the plate. I'm not over there with a food scale and I'm sitting here, oh shit, I'm 0.1 off, man. I got to take that off. You know, just to make it so simple, the way that you simplified it made it completely easy. It's like a no-brainer. You go out to dinner at the restaurant, you know exactly what to eat just by looking at your plate. So that was the hugest part, was the nutrition, to get all the stigmatism and all the misinformation that I already had out of my head. So
yeah, man, you said it the best. I mean, I make that nutrition plan, balance plate nutrition plan, specifically so that if you did go to a restaurant or if you were traveling, you know, like you're like, oh yeah, I know how to eat. Yeah, I'm just going to have a starchy carb. So that's potato, rice, whatever. It's on every single menu. I'm going to have a protein, obviously very easy. You know, I always have to ask for avocado if they don't have it. I'll say, hey, can you just grab me, cut up some, chop up a half avocado? Oh yeah, sure, no problem. And then salads or vegetables or whatever. It's very easy. And if I want to have a guilt-free, dessert, I can have a guilt-free dessert. But the fact is, you're not, oh, I'm a vegan, I can't eat this, or oh, I'm keto, I can't eat this. Like, you're not in that situation. So that is huge. So now how much do you weigh? You came at, let's say you're 290 at one point. How much do you weigh right now?
So I seem to sit between 220, 225, around that area. I stay right in that area. That seems like that's my natural weight for me.
Yeah, but you got a six pack. You're lean.
The first time in my life at age 39, I've
that's awesome.
Forget all that 18-year-old stuff. When I was 18, I was lean in. Still never had it. But the first time in my life, I'm damn happy I got a six pack like this. It's nuts, man.
And think about it, like, you're 39 now, like your next 40 years are going to be absolutely incredible. Like, it's going to be absolutely incredible. You're going to be in the best shape of your life. You're going to be the best health of your life. I'm not sure, you know, obviously you have some things to work out with your marriage, but you have kids too, right? I see the kids.
I have three kids, man. And the funny part for me is one of the best things is when I take them outside, they're always asking me to take them outside to the park, and you know, they're running around riding on their bikes. And I kid you not, almost every time they're asking me to come out because they're tired. And I'm like, you got the gun already, man? I thought you We've only been out here an hour. My kids are literally getting worn out, and I'm still ready to go. I mean, it's amazing, but it's amazing what your body can do if you just stay consistent, man. I would never imagine that I would be right here right now, you know, in the shape that I am, you know, outside in the driveway, jumping over my daughter while she's riding on her bike. I mean, just to be able to do stuff like that I could never even do, even when I was 18 years old, is truly amazing to me. So just the little things, man.
So let's talk about, now you've made a complete transformation. You know, testosterone levels naturally go up from 427 to 722. You're 6'3". So from 290, 222, 225 at 6'3" is a great weight. I'm 5'11 and I'm 185. Like I bounce between 185 and 188. So, you know, if I was 6'3", I'd want to be about 200, 220, you know what I mean? Like, but muscular and you know me, I like to be muscular and ripped and lean and, you know, like that's just the way I like to look, right? Like, I want, and like, it's because I struggled with that even as a pro athlete, you know, because I drank a lot. So when you drink a lot, you're going to have but they used to call me Buddha belly. So like at the beginning of a season, I'd be ripped. And then by tournament number 4, I'd be Buddha belly. I'd still be skinny, but I'd have this big belly because I've been drinking and partying for, you know, and then for the rest of the season, I have to put on a tank top because I'm too embarrassed. You know what I mean? It's insane. But let's talk about some achievements that are helping you improve your life. So what are some of the things you've done since you've joined the program? I alluded to one before, like the certification, but what are some of the things that you've done? Would that be the major thing that you've done so far, knowing that you've got kids, you're going through a divorce, and you work, you know, as an auditor in the medical field?
Yeah. So, you know, I work in the medical field as an auditor. You know, I took your certification program. I'm training clients.
Yes.
I'm going to school for a bachelor's at the same time. I mean, I'm literally somebody that if you want to sit here and come and give and say the excuse that I don't have time to do it, I challenge you on that. If you have a goal big enough for you to achieve, you're gonna find a way to do it. And some days I sit here and be like, I don't know how I'm even doing all this stuff that I'm doing, you know, working and you know, I had my kids just recently, I had them for like the last 18 days because their mom had COVID. So 18 days, 3 kids by yourself. Working full time, training people. It's just sometimes I sit back and look like, how am I doing this? Then I want to have the nerve to go to school at the same time. But I just want to be a living testament to eliminate, you know, there's no excuses. I mean, I don't want to be the testament of getting it done, right? That's what I want to say, that I've got it done despite, because there's no shortage of things that are going to come up in life. There's always going to be something coming up. But if your goal is big enough, if your why is big enough, that stuff is just, you're gonna keep going. Totally. You're gonna keep going.
Oh man, you are my twin, buddy. You are my twin. I'm telling you. It's incredible because you know, I want you to read this book, okay? First of all, shout out to Vince Del Monte. I love Vince Del Monte. He's been a part of my life for many years. He's been a mentor to me for many years, not even working with each other, he's still a mentor to me. But he just read a book called The Big Leap. Okay, The Big Leap. And it is an incredible book that talks about a problem I used to have, which is I would sabotage myself whenever good things happen. So I have an inner thermostat, which means that my inner thermostat will prevent me, because I have a top. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Things are going way too good right now. I don't think I deserve that. Let me sabotage it in some way. I don't know what it is. Get in an argument with Angela. Do whatever. Like, let me sabotage it in some way. The Big Leap allows people to understand that there is no inner thermostat. Like, you can, that inner thermostat can be as big and as huge. And the ones who have the best, you know, the people have the most success in their lives, don't have that thermostat. They don't let those things, you know, they learn how to deal through that. It's a great book. And because you're doing so many things, sometimes it creeps in there without you even knowing. Great book. The Big Leap That's okay, the one.
Definitely.
I got the Audible. I just like literally listened to it in 2 days. I got the book coming because I like to also have a hard copy of the book. And man, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. There is no limits, man. There is no limits as long as you work in your zone. What's the word I'm looking for? You have talents, and you know, you have talents. And I think now they're just getting started. Your talents are now starting to bloom and blossom because you have the health to allow it to percolate and come out. You know what I mean? Like helping others, motivating others, inspiring others, changing up people's lives, whether it's through health, whether it's through the medical, whether it's in the, well, obviously the brotherhood, you're now a captain with great thing comes great responsibilities, right? Like as a captain, there are some responsibilities that you have but I think you're very open to it. I know you're very open to
asking for it. I'm asking.
I know. Totally. And I told you, it'll come for sure. Your patience and your there's the other thing too, like the gratification, like what's the word I'm looking for? Not, you don't want instant gratification, but you want you know, that prolonged gratification, knowing that, listen, if I just keep doing this, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And, you know, being a captain in the Brotherhood is a very important part. There's only one other, which was Bruce. You are now there. It's extremely, extremely a testament to everything that you're doing. You know, you live it. You've lived it. You show it and you show up every day for everybody, which is massive, man. It's massive. Like, I don't even know what to say. I'm happy that you're here and your journey, I hope, will inspire many, many people, right, throughout. You're going back to school. What are you going to school for? What are you getting your bachelor's in?
I'm doing health information management.
Okay.
That's kind of further where I'm going at with my job now. So yeah.
Right. And what about training people? You just want to continue to train people and things like that, and maybe create programs and all that stuff.
Yeah, man, I love that because I feel like when I'm training somebody, I can see in them. It takes me back to where I started at, and I can resonate with them. You know, their struggles and the things that they're going through, and I can talk to them from, you know, who I was back at that time.
Yeah.
So that's huge for me because I know what changing your lifestyle, I know what it feels like. I know what it does. I mean, you have a different confidence as a brother, man. When you walk around knowing that you're in the best shape of your life, you know, you're sitting your chest out, you're not walking slunched over. It's just, it gives a different aura off and people see it too.
People see it. I'm sure as you continue through you're going through a divorce right now, but this, I know 100%, the second 40 years of your life are going to be amazing. You're going to see your kids grow up and go to school and, you know, see their grandchildren see their children. And you're going to destroy all of the goals that you set forth, even because you know how to get up after struggles. You know how to get up when something brings you down. You know how to continue to go forward, which is huge. It's amazing. It's amazing. All the things that you're doing and I'm so happy that you're part of this journey along with us. And, you know, are there any other things you want to leave us with before we depart, or anything else you want to say to other guys? Like, what would you say to someone who's listening to this right now and kind of like, I'm on the fence, you know?
I would say to them, just do it, man. Funk you. You know, and I got to give you your flowers while you're here, man. You poured your heart and soul into this program. And to me, there was nothing lacking from the program, from the mindset to the recovery to the workouts to the nutrition. There's nothing missing from this program. Funk pours his heart out and he over delivers. I mean, Funk, you could easily charge way more than you do for this program. But I can see it in you that you're not just doing this for the money. You're doing this because you've been there and that you truly want to help people. And that comes out in everything that you do. So just to be a part of this and just to be able to flourish into all the things that you put together, it's huge. So what I would say to somebody who's probably on the fence about this, just do it, man. Just do it. There's no matter where you are, you will be embraced in this group. I don't care what you look like. You know, that's one of the intimidating things. You may think that you're 350 pounds and you're going to come in this group and you see it and you're kind of intimidated by seeing some of the brothers who've been in there. Don't be intimidated by that. That's showing you the possibilities of where you can go. We should never, as men, we should never, ever be jealous of each other. but we should use that as motivation. And that's some of the videos I said, don't get compare-itis. You know, men, we should not compare ourselves. The only thing you should be comparing yourself to is a person you were the day before, the week before, and the year before. But if you're thinking about getting into the best shape of your life and you want the support, there's nowhere else to go. I mean, I can't say that enough. There's nowhere else that you should be going but the brotherhood, because you will get what you need here. If you stay consistent and you be patient, you will get there for sure. There's not a question about it.
Man, mic drop that mic, man. You just killed it. You just killed it. And you know, the other thing I love about the brotherhood too, the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood, is like, even when guys come back, right? Like, how many guys have we seen leave and come back? Yeah. And we're just like, okay, you're back. Good. Okay. We're here for you. Like, there's no judgment there either. People struggle, but here's the thing. I always say this, the program is set up so that if you ever do have problems in your life, if you have someone who passes away, if there's a little bit of illness, whatever there is, you should still be able to do this program. Like, there's no excuse unless you're on a gurney going to the hospital. That's the only time I will let you off the hook, because in life, as a man, we are the patriarchs of our family as we get older. I've said this before. So whether we want to be or not, as we get older, we're going to be the ones put on that pedestal when shit hits the fan, when things happen. We're here to provide. We're here to protect. We're here to procreate. We can't do that when we're not healthy. We can't do that when we're in the bed and our family has to take care of us. We don't want that. We're supposed to be the ones out there taking care of our families, our children, our grandchildren. So there is going to be millions and millions of struggles, specifically as we get older. People around us are going to die off. Our friends are going to die off. Our family members are going to die off. People are going to get sick. Things are going to happen. People are going to struggle. You still have to be able to stay in health and shape and be the best health and shape you can be to deal with that stuff. Then after that's done, you can come into the brotherhood and go, okay, guys, I just need some time off. I need to, you know, unwind. You know, this was a very tough time. I had to step up to the plate and deliver. But you can only do that when you're healthy. So but guys fall off, and when they come back, we always have an open arm policy. Oh, yeah. Open arm policy. You just keep coming back. It will click in. Just keep coming back, no matter what. Just okay. I was gone for 2 months. I'm back. Sorry, guys. I was gone for a year. I'm back. I was gone for a couple of days. I'm back. Just keep coming back. We will be there for you for sure. Man, it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure having you on this journey. You're going to go ahead.
It's a pleasure being here, man. Just to actually sit here and finally talk with you. It's a pleasure being here. Say, man, you're I can sit here and talk for hours about how great the program is. But guys, man, if you're thinking about joining this program, just do it, man. I don't care where you are. I can honestly say I've never seen not one person put a negative comment from somebody who's came into the program, no matter how they look, for somebody who's fell off. You're always going to be welcome here. Always. Mm-hmm. And it's rare to find a place where you're going to get a bunch of grown men actually dialoguing, because as men, a lot of us, we don't like talking. We don't like talking about things. But this is a safe place where you can always dialogue with other brothers and you'll never, never be put down.
And the big thing is results. Like the results in this program are insane. Leandro, you've been here for 2 years. Look at some of the before and afters that you've seen. Yeah, it's like, man, oh, it's, my God, I can't believe
it. It's so inspiring, man, especially when you see gentlemen who are older than you guys in their 60s that are looking ripped, man. It's just mind-boggling to see some of these transformations. And even going through it, you don't see it yourself unless you're actually looking at pictures and things like that, and you stop being addicted to that scale, but you actually start seeing how you look. It's like, man, that was me.
Yeah. That was me.
But yeah, the results is, there's no shortage of results, that's for sure.
We have the 100, I will go up against any program in this planet and to go up head to head, testimonials per testimonials. This one tops it. I'll go head to head, 100%. Well, I should say any program over for people over 30 or 35, because I mean, there are younger, you know, programs over there, but anyways, people over 35, 40, 50, 60, there's nothing on the planet that gives results. There are some other good programs, don't get me wrong, and they do get results, but the consistency of the results that we get here is bar none for sure.
Absolutely.
So we're going to get back on here again at some point. You know, the Ask Funk's come up. I'm going to need you for an Ask Funk. But I am so happy and I'm so proud. Listen, this is about you. This journey is about you and your journey and, you know, your flowers and your wings, because you deserve it, man. You deserve everything, not only for what you've done for you and for your family, and hoping that your divorce goes smooth, because that's another whole issue that a lot of men have to go through, and that tears people down. You're equipped. I think you're well equipped mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually to get through that. But most importantly, your ability to motivate and inspire others is incredible. And I think after the brothers hear this too, because I learned a lot about you. So now it's like that respect, is like, oh man, okay, you start to get a little bit more. I always have respect for everybody, don't get me wrong, but there's levels of respect in regards to like, oh, okay, this is what you're doing. And now you're going back to school and you do this and you do this and you do this. Pure respect, man. Pure respect for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, I just want everybody to know that it's entirely possible, man. It's entirely possible. And you're a great leader, Funk. I couldn't see anybody else leading this tribe. If it wasn't for your leadership and everything that you pour into this program, I wouldn't be here right now, for sure. I can say that hands down. So thank you to you for creating the program, Funk. And thank you for always having that server's mentality, because that's what you do, man. You do so much for this program. Even when you have COVID, you're still on here barely talking, you know, one lung functioning at times, and you're still inspiring people. And that's just a testament to you, that your program is just a testament of where your vision. So I appreciate you, Funk, for sure.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate those words. They're truly right to my heart. So I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Leandro, for being on the podcast. Once again, guys, if you are looking for a program and you want Leandro as your captain, because now he is the new captain, then over40alpha.com. It's $1 to start. And man, you will not, there will be no other program that you'll need for the rest of your life. There's 36 phases. There'll be 36 phases of programming. That's 3 years. Plus who knows? Who knows after? Anyways, thank you so much, Leandro, for being on the podcast. And we'll see you in the next podcast. Get it done. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.